Final preparations are underway for the 31st running of the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon. Joining us now by phone with the details is Jason Rice, president of the Bear Grease Board of Directors. Welcome, Jason.
Thank you, Mark. Good morning.
Set the stage for us. What is the event?
Well, the event is coming up next Sunday, so we're less than a week away, and things are going to kick off with the race itself at 2 o'clock on Sunday from the what is normally the checkpoint at Two Harbors. We're going to be about 9 miles north of Two Harbors, the city itself, at the DNR trailhead along the North Shore State Trail. But, of course, everything will begin truly, though, with the gala this Friday. People are going to be coming into town. Your own Arlie Jorgensen, right up there in Grand Marais. Arlie Jorgensen is our keynote speaker this year, talking all about the beginnings of the Bear Grease. And, of course, he's got some great stories to tell from back in the day, as they say. And so we're welcoming him down as our keynote speaker. That's Friday night. That's going to be at Black Bear. That is the Bear Grease Gala. And then on Saturday, of course, Saturday is just jammed with activities. Starting at 7 o'clock in the morning, you've got vet checks. All of the dogs, every single dog in the Bear Grease sled dog races will be given a thorough examination, as they do every year. And then, of course, we've got the new event that we started last year, the Bear Grease Cub Run. That's for kids under 12 running either one or two sled dogs out on the Black Bear Golf Course. They do a little loop, and it is so cute. They have a great time, and we've got multiple, I believe we have 12 kids signed up right now for the Cub Run at 10 o'clock on Saturday. So then we've got Cutest Puppy. Who doesn't like the Cutest Puppy Contest? 12 o'clock at Stickers. People will bring in puppies. If somebody is, for some reason, thinking of driving down and going to Cutest Puppy and they'd like to enter their puppy, you would have to make sure that you had proof of immunization. So, and there are some age limits to it. You need to check the Bear Grease website for all of the information. And then opening ceremonies. We'll have that on Saturday evening. That, again, is going to be at Black Bear. We do our traditional pipe and drum ceremony, and we do that in honor of John Bear Grease and the Native American heritage that we celebrate with John every year. We actually have Mike Keyport, who is a member of the Grand Portage Band, and he actually works for the Grand Portage Band. He is on the Board of Directors. He is John Bear Grease's great-great-grandson. So we have a family connection right on the Board of Directors. We're very proud of that.
Quite a heritage there. What brought you to the board?
It was a long path in there. I will say that as a child, I delivered newspapers for the Duluth News Tribune and Herald back in those days. And I would listen to the Bear Grease every morning. That was in the early days of the Bear Grease in the 80s. And it just sort of fascinated me. So then, fast forward, I wind up in the television industry for a few years, and I wind up covering the John Bear Grease. I had to go freeze myself out at the finish line one year to watch Jamie Nelson win her, I believe it was her fourth Bear Grease title. And for some reason, all those memories as a kid just kind of came flooding back. And here I was standing right at the finish line of this great event. I just thought, wow, this is pretty cool. So every year I requested to be the one to cover that event. And fast forward a little bit further, I got further hooked. Ran in the Bear Grease mid-distance 3 times. And then I wound up on the board of directors probably about 2004 or 2005.
Well, I'm sure your energy is very valued, Jason. Now, let's clarify the modifications in this year's course.
The main modification for this year's course is just going to be, for the marathon anyway, is going to be just the fact that we're starting in Two Harbors, what is traditionally the Two Harbors checkpoint. There was not enough snow to launch from Duluth and do so safely with roughly 46 dog teams. The trail just gets too chewed up to keep a good, reliable cushion underneath all the dogs' feet. Having the Duluth start this year just wasn't in the cards with the amount of snow. So the marathon will start in Two Harbors. First checkpoint is Finland at the rec center. The second checkpoint is on the Sawville Trail right out at the road. Those who have been there know that that's a really pretty little spot. From there, it goes on up to Trail Center, and Trail Center is a kind of the midway point of the race, and we have a great time with Sarah and her crew up there. It is really fun. For those who want to come see really two key moments in the race. In your neck of the woods, there is nothing more telling about what is happening in the John Bear Grease than how the mushers are looking and sounding and how their dogs are feeling at Trail Center. Trail Center is just this pivotal moment. They're about to leave on a 64-mile run after they rest at Trail Center. They go from Trail Center, we call it the loop to nowhere, because it really doesn't go past any particular business or anything. It's sort of a loop that just happens across several of the lakes and actually turns around on Gunflint Lake and comes back. Then their next checkpoint is over at Devil Track. Now, whoever has done that 64-mile leg from Trail Center out to Gunflint Lake and then all the way over to Devil Track Lake, that is usually your front runner.
So for our listeners in WTIP land, that might be one of the best options for spectators.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Those are good spots. Now, for the mid-distance, let's not forget, we have 29 teams running in the Bear Grease mid-distance, which is really one of the premier mid-distance races in America. It's a very, very fast race. They finish that race in typically less than, and we're talking about 105 miles. They finish it in about 15, 17 hours, and that's with sleep time in there for the dogs. So they're really flying. This year it starts at Two Harbors. It's going to end at Devil Track. That is the finish line for the mid-distance race this year. So that's really exciting, and there's several people from the Grand Marais area who are going to be racing this year, and you can see them come in, cheer them on, at Devil Track. We're really excited about that.
Now, the board is thinking long-term. Tell us about Project G.
Or Project G. As
G.
In G. G-Haw.
G-Haw.
G, the right-hand turn. The Project G is something that that we've initiated this year to begin looking at ways to get this race into more communities. One of the big challenges with the Bear Grease is that a lot of it happens where people can't see it. That makes it harder to get fans out to watch it, harder for volunteers. But we want the race to be much more visible and much more engaged directly in the communities of the North Shore. And that includes Grand Marais as well. That absolutely, it is. It's something we're going to be looking for a way to do. And, of course, it used to go through Grand Marais. We are looking for ways to make that happen all over again.
Now, you spoke about volunteers. Are there volunteer opportunities still with this race?
There's always volunteer opportunities. This race covers 400 miles, most of which is over U.S. Forest Service wilderness. We can always use volunteers to help at checkpoints, road crossings. Particularly, checkpoints are a great place because you get to see so much of the activity that goes into this. We value anybody who can come out and has some expertise in helping out. Perhaps you volunteered in years past. Come on back. There's a great, great friendly energy with the race this year. We're super happy about that, but there are always opportunities for helping us guard a road crossing, even if you can only do it for a couple of hours or whatever you have time to give. It's certainly appreciated, and it does help us to conduct a safe event.
Now, there is a website, www.beargrease.com. Would that be a good place to go if I would be interested in volunteering?
That's a perfect place to go. In fact, that is the only place to go. Go to the Bear Grease volunteer page. That will give you all the information, and it will immediately send notice to our volunteer coordinator that, oh, we've got somebody up the shore who's looking to do this particular task and is willing to do it on this day. And so we'll reach out and get in touch with people here.
We're speaking with Jason Rice of the Board of Directors for the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon. The 31st running begins Sunday, January 25th at 2 p.m. in Two Harbors. Jason, anything else that you'd like to add?
Oh, I just encourage everybody to just have a good time. Come feel the spirit of John Bear Grease again. This is a truly signature event of a Northland winter, and I think this is going to be a real fun one. Four past champions to watch this year, and you can track them all live on GPS, beargrease.com.
Jason, so thank you so much for your energy directed at the Bear Grease, and thank you for speaking with us this morning.
Thanks a lot, Mark.